Yeah, it's a signal blow at the end, you know, with 5 points up in the 68 minutes or something, you know, and to concede two goals like we did, very disappointing, you know. There was a couple of frees here near the end, you know. I think the referee was soaring us. There's a free the other way, blatant push in the back, you know, and he didn't give it, goes in and ends up in our net, and you lose the game. So, look, big decisions in games. The free count was very one-sided there, you know. I don't like talking about it, but they seem to get a wee bit easier. No, but look, we'll just have to lick our wounds and move on. We have them in 2 weeks' time, but look, within camp, we didn't fear coming down here to Wicklow. A lot of boys saying they were favourites, but that's not the way we were looking at it.
You were 6 points. You were 6 points up at half time, level 50 minutes into the match. Wicklow really had a good first 15 minutes of that second half.
Yeah, it took us to get. They were on a couple of subs, and they were lively, you know. And our half forward line sitting maybe a wee bit deep because of the breeze. We got them back out and we settled. And you think Liam McKinney finished there with a goal and 2 points, you think that would have seen us through, but no, you're never safe in hurling, you know, and just at that feeling when you get a 2 point lead, it's always dangerous.
Well, when it was 1-16 to 1-15 Wicklow in front 10 minutes ago, you actually scored 1-3 and looked like you had it.
Yeah, we were on a couple of fresh subs, you know, Rory and Dan and John Keeley and them young lads, you know, and they had a wee bit of freshness there. And as you say, Liam got a great goal, no big turning point. We had a couple of nice frees after that, and you think we're going to see the game out, but nothing really down to defend. It's just if it breaks away on there, we tap in, so that's the way it went.
Well, for our Donegal listeners, we can say that we experienced it last week in Longford, losing 221 to 220, a point in the 5th minute of injury time for Longford. So we know how you feel today.
Yeah, it's twice this year we lost the McGurk Cup to Derry with a last minute 21 metre free, you know, with 2 points up. Dangerous lead, you know.
Now, what's up next?
Wicklow again. And Letterkenny, wouldn't you know? So
In Letterkenny. You must be favourites.
No, we'll keep them favourites now because that's twice they beat us. So,
okay.
But look, there's not much on the two teams to say. We'll learn a lot from today, and so will they. But look, you've done the championship.
Well, I have to say well done to you because, as apart from the Limerick manager, you're the longest serving hurling manager, I understand.
Yeah, I've put a big effort on myself and Gabriel here from the start, you know. Yeah.
Nine years
is a long time, I suppose.
Good Lord.
The only thing, we're back to Division 2, the level we want to be, you know. It'd be nice coming up as champions, but look.
Some top teams in there, Michael. You're going to have Carlow, Westmeath, Down. Like, you're up a notch.
Yeah, I suppose the league's. Even this league was a bit tiered. You had yourselves and Wicklow and Roscommon at the top end, and then the other teams, you know, there was a bit of gap with the scores. We seen 2 or 3 easy games there. Next year, you'd think there's 2 or 3 teams above the likes of us and Wicklow, but that bottom end, yourselves, Wicklow, and, you know, I think Derry's gone now, you know. But
and before you go, what's the hurling landscape now in Donegal?
Well, I suppose, look, most of our team is from 3 clubs, you know. You're starting to drift boys in from other clubs, but mainly we're picking from 3 clubs. But it's a very competitive club championship, you know, with within them 3 teams, and you've like some cools and them coming with young teams again. So look, I think we're in a good place, you know. There's 7 or 8 clubs, you know, and 3 or 4 of them pushing big to the senior championship.
Well done. Well, thanks for taking the time to talk to us. Never easy, and we look forward to seeing you in the
Kenny. Thank you.